Masses are going to hell.
Yes. Yeah.
Masses should be saved.
It shouldn't be a competition.
He chose pain over paralysis. They know they've been sold a false bill.
When the word says that we have the mind of Christ, Paul didn't say I, he didn't say you, he said we.
If we were obedient, we could change the nation. This lady, I don't even know who she was. She laid hands on him and crack.
I was changed by that moment. I really was. I don't even know where to go from here.
I know. When he comes, there's nothing else. He arrests us.
Yeah.
The fields are far more vast than you could ever ask, think, or imagine.
Yeah.
Most people would be shocked to hear this, but the real truth is...
We have a very special guest today.
Yep.
She is an evangelist in Canada. Her name is Terrell Smith.
We're so
excited to be sitting down with her to hear her heart for Canada, what she does. She is she leads Gospel Fire for All Nations.
Yep. And she's done stadium events just that have been free to attend in Canada. And we've been a part of
a
couple
yes.
of these.
Yes.
And just, you know, when you open a space and when you create a space to just spread the gospel like that, again, free. A stadium event that is free.
Yeah.
People are touched. They encounter Jesus, and the baptisms is the best part, is my favorite part, to see people like get touched and then want to just get dunked right after. I love it.
Yes.
It's so good. So we get to speak with her today.
So exciting. Well, let's get right into it.
Terrell, thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's such an honor and a privilege.
It's so good to have you here. We have been looking forward to this and to connecting with you, and we want to hear your heart. We want to hear testimonies.
Yep.
We want to hear what the Lord is doing.
Mm.
We want to hear it all.
Yeah.
Honestly,
we're Jesus.
So excited just to connect with you. So first, for our partners and friends, just tell us a little about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your family. Tell us about who is Terrell.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am an evangelist, and I have three boys and a wonderful husband.
Yep.
We've been together now. Married 29 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And but together 30. We got married on our 1-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
And
that's amazing.
Yes. On our first date, God spoke to me and said, "This is your husband."
Yeah.
Wow.
And then through a supernatural event, Bill got saved 2 weeks later.
Okay.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
Wow.
So it's been good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have three sons.
I do.
You are a mom of boys.
I am a boy mom.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
That's so good. I love being a boy mom too. It's the best. It's honestly the best.
Well, I'm feisty. So, you know, wrestling in the kitchen and things like that.
Yeah.
We definitely do all the things. We've had Nerf gun wars in our house, in our
Us
kitchen,
too.
In our house. It's like a thing. Yeah.
That's what we do for Christmas.
Oh, really?
No way.
Okay.
Oh, I love that. We built a big fort in our living room this Christmas, and we lived in it for about a week. And we got no sleep.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
That's awesome.
You represent a Gospel Fire for All Nations.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that and what the ministry does as well.
Yeah. For those partners and friends that may not know, tell us what you guys do, what your heart is, and all of that.
Yeah. So I used to be just really a one-on-one evangelist and leading lots of people to the Lord.
Yeah.
And spent quite a bit of time in prayer and fasting.
Right.
And you want to get lit?
Yeah.
That's where you get lit.
Yeah.
You get lit in the dark, in the prayer closet.
Yes.
Right.
Boom. Holy Spirit comes. And then
all of a sudden,
like, you know, Smith Wigglesworth, you become 10,000 times bigger on the inside than you are on the outside.
Yeah.
Wow.
So for those listening, like, go get lit.
Yeah.
And
love that.
Yeah. There came this point where, you know, God spoke to me and he said, "I want you to go to this evangelism school for a week."
Wow.
And so hubby and I went, and it was great.
Right.
But they ended up inviting us to see a crusade in Africa the next year.
Okay.
And I said, "God, I'm from a tiny town. There's like 2,500, 3,000 people here. Like, what is this?"
Right.
And he said, "I need you to see what you're going to do."
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
"Wow.
Okay. And he reminded me of Jacob. Mm-hmm. Wow. And when he was taking care of the flocks, right? He put branches into the water and he tore off pieces of the bark so that it was speckled and spotted. And when they went to mate in front of the water, they bore fruit according to what they saw, speckled and spotted. And he said, Terrell, I need you to see so you can do. And I was like, okay. And after that, I mean, just watching like 150,000 people on a field, it was, it was really something. Wow. Watching hands go up, watching miracles break out.
Yes.
And after that, it was in 2019, God spoke to me and he said, I want you to go to this school for 6 months. And I went. And then I spent time in Africa, 2-3 month stints.
Wow.
And during one of the, during the first 3 months, there's this point where I just got really tired. And I went into my room and there's like 150 of us evangelists in five cities and heavy work days. It was beautiful, but I was tired.
Right.
And I said, God, if you speak to me, I'll be strong.
Yeah.
You're the bread of life. Like feed me right now. And I was expecting him to say, oh, Terrell, you're amazing. I'm so glad you're here. And that would have been great.
Yeah.
But I closed my eyes and suddenly I saw combines just lined up on a field. Whoosh, they'd clear a field. Whoosh, they'd clear a field.
Right.
And I said, God, what is that?
Yeah.
And he says to me, it's the great Canadian harvest.
Wow.
I said, no, God, I've trained for Africa. And he says, no, I trained you in Africa for Canada. And he said, it's time to mobilize the great Canadian harvest. And he said, Canada will be saved. And I said, okay, Lord. I said, but you need to prove it to me. I said, I don't want to be doing grandiose things. I want to do God things. So if you prove it to me, I'm in. If you don't, I'm out. And I meant it. Because we'd already gone all in. And so I go out for lunch the next day in the Swahili speaking country. And there on my table is a bottle of ketchup that we don't even have in Canada. And it says, the Canadian harvest. Canadian maple leaf. And I was like, and he says to me, Terrell, I know how to take a woman out of her country to speak to her about her country. And I said, okay, Lord, I'll do it. And shortly after that, he began to move us toward a couple of stadiums, which he had put in my heart coincidentally. I forgot to mention this, but when I was driving to the airport to see that first crusade, we were passing Sasktel Center. And I was like, pull over. And Bill's like, woo, you know, so he pulls over. And he knows, his wife is a fireball. So he just like, okay, pulls over. And I stood on the steps and I pointed up to heaven. I said, God, if you want this place used for Jesus, Lord, I will do it for you. It's yours. And I said, I claim this place for Jesus. And we got in the car and went off to see the first crusade, never actually imagining that the moment would come where he would cash in his promises that I had made.
Was going to be there.
That's amazing.
See, this with the, this with the hindsight that we were there at the very first
That's right.
In Sasktel Center.
And
what we were able to see and seeing Canadians from all over come and be touched and impacted, coming together as one body. And my favorite part was the baptisms in those tanks. So good. Just seeing the lineup going all the way through of people that were waiting to get baptized.
Like everything we saw, because we were running around capturing everything and we're like, I honestly am forever changed just by going as a Canadian, as a First Nation, going to somewhere where God is moving. And in this country, I honestly was changed by going to that. It was powerful seeing Canadians come together. Because I in my lifetime, being as I am still young, but I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that in Canada. And for it to happen at that scale, I like it was... It's amazing. It's amazing. It's powerful. And I can't wait for more.
You know, he is so faithful to us.
Yeah.
you know, we called it Come Together.
Yeah.
Because it was come together to worship Jesus.
Yep.
And bring others yes. to meet him.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And so I feel good. That right now, if God's saying, look, Canada will be saved.
Yeah.
There's a part that we play in this.
That's
yes.
right.
It is going.
Yep.
Yep.
You know, the Holy Spirit is a wind.
Yeah.
And when he blows and he goes, we go with him.
That's
we
right.
are carried as sons and daughters of the Most High.
That's right.
And he will hover over his own desires, his own word, and he will perform it
yeah.
right.
on the earth.
Yeah.
And just, oh, one of my favorite things seeing there was not just the joy of preaching and seeing mass salvation happen, not right. just in Africa.
Yeah. yeah.
But happening through Canadian,
yes.
Canadian,
yes.
Canadian,
yes.
Canadian evangelists.
I love yeah. it. Yeah.
I'm like, so Lord, good. You have smiled on the nation.
Yeah. yeah.
But watching as God did miracles through everyday people.
Yes.
Not evangelists.
Yes.
Through these are the signs that will follow those who believe.
That's right.
Like there is one man, he was from Nipawin, the very next town over from me.
Yeah.
Way up, 3.5 hours mm-hmm. yeah. away from the stadium.
Right.
He came down and he had been injured 16 years before
okay.
in a work accident.
Yeah. yeah.
And the injury was so severe in his back that the doctors gave him an option for surgery with a 50-50 chance of paralysis.
Okay.
And so he mm-hmm. chose
wow.
pain.
Yeah.
over paralysis.
Mm. Wow.
So when it came time for the healing, we yeah. preached healing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We, you know, we prayed for everybody en masse. So ears were opening
right.
and great things were happening. But there were those who also came down.
Right. Yeah.
And so the prayer altar ministry team is ministering Christ,
right.
ministering the blood,
right.
ministering the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And this lady, I don't even know who she was. She laid hands on him
yeah.
and crack. Goes
wow.
his back.
Wow.
And he said it was stunning pain.
Whoa.
And then poof, he was pain free.
Yeah.
And the Lord blessed us.
Whoa.
We had a doctor,
wow.
a Saskatchewan
yes.
doctor
yes.
who vetted the miracles
wow.
to make sure they were real.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
yeah,
is
yeah.
amazing.
And so she was able to testify,
wow.
no, this is real. So now
yeah.
that man is back working.
Yeah.
on a grader for the city of Nipawin.
Wow.
Yes, back to her.
Praise God.
That's amazing.
Whoa. God restores.
That is so good.
The blood restores us yeah. to Christ and
yeah.
restores us
yeah.
to every good thing that he has
yeah.
for us.
That's right. That's amazing. And I bet that's not even the only testimony that you guys have had from Come Together, what he's done there. I'm sure there's
yeah.
more that we don't know and yeah. that we know.
Jesus,
yeah.
he saves, he heals,
yes, he really
delivers.
Does.
Yeah.
He really does. So are you able to share with us
mm-hmm.
any future plans, any vision for what mm-hmm. you guys are contending for, what you're
yeah.
praying for,
mm-hmm.
what the Lord has laid on your heart for Canada?
Yeah. So one thing that we're working on right now
yeah.
is something called the Day of Salvation.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so about a month before Regina Stadium event.
Yes.
So that would have been in May of 2024. I heard
yep.
this from the Lord.
Right.
Day of Salvation.
Yeah.
And my mind just went,
wow.
And I saw instantly churches from coast to coast,
yeah.
province to province,
wow.
city to city,
yeah.
mm-hmm. all preaching salvation
yeah.
on the same day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And pastors wow. giving altar calls to receive Christ.
Yeah. yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, we'll do a nationwide day of baptism.
Wow.
Wow.
And so
amazing.
Even, you know, we have pastors that they do altar calls.
Right.
We have lots that they're super strong in discipleship.
Yeah. Right.
But I believe that Jesus wants to catalyze the
yeah.
gospel message
yeah.
again.
That's
yeah.
right.
The saving,
yes.
soul-saving message of Jesus
yeah.
again
yep.
from coast to coast.
Yeah.
yeah.
So super excited to,
that
to launch
amazing.
That.
That is amazing. Wow.
That will be
wow.
October 5th
okay.
and October 19th.
That is amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
And so for our partners and friends, is there a way for them to partner with that, to pray with that? What
yes.
would you say?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have our website is currently in design,
mm-hmm.
but for now you can go to gospelfireforallnations.org,
yeah.
but
yeah.
dayofsalvation.ca
mm-hmm.
is going to be live in the next few weeks.
That's mm-hmm. amazing.
So you can go
wow.
on there and you can volunteer,
okay.
you can donate,
yeah.
you can participate, you can share the live.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'll also be preaching,
okay.
but I will not be preaching in a church.
Yeah.
Okay.
We really want to focus on, you know, churches sharing their live feeds.
Right. Yep.
And that's the message we want to see the church catalyze.
Wow.
And then I'm going to preach to areas that there's no participating church.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Wow. That is so exciting. And that is coming up this year.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. I love that. That's so good.
Thank you so much for being so willing and just obedient and even sensitive to what God is saying, because not a lot of people do that, and not a lot of people are called to, you know, big, how can I say this, mass, like everybody, like there's one thing, it takes one thing to gather a family of five.
Yeah.
It takes one thing to gather a congregation of 50, 100, but to gather a nation is a calling that, you know, it takes something. It takes a little bit of fire. And so, you know, thank you for being so willing to be that voice for Canada.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, it's really, I think all of us, we're not much bigger than the sand.
Right.
And the grains of dirt that we're standing on.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But when we're filled with the Spirit, right?
Yep.
He makes much of every single life.
That's right.
And the truth is, I would not be here. Like I'm the daughter of a wonderful, wonderful auto mechanic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My grandparents were homesteaders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm a girl from a small town. But when people hear the shepherd's voice on your voice, and they hear his vision, and it resonates. They follow him.
Yes.
They're not following me. Yep. They're following Christ.
Yeah. So good.
And then, you know, when people donate, there's no way that we could do what we do if people didn't sow. And they've really been an answer to prayer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my prayer was, God, make me an answer to their prayers.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's good.
So, you know, when somebody's child is away from the Lord, or they're praying for their cousin in Toronto, I'm like, God, make us an answer. They've been an answer to us. They've sown into us. But Lord, make us the evangelists of Canada, an answer to every one of their prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And on the prairies, one thing that I'm surrounded by for almost 20 years, and I drive down the grid roads, you know, field after field after field.
Yeah.
One thing we know is that you get nothing out of the ground unless you put something into it.
Mm-hmm, so true.
Mm-hmm, right?
So true.
And so, you know, people sow prayer.
Yeah.
They sow finances.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What do? We sow the word.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then it's God who causes the increase.
That's right.
30, 60, and 100-fold.
Yeah.
It's all him.
Mm-hmm.
It's all him.
That is so good.
Everybody plays, believe it or not. Most people would be shocked to hear this, but the real truth is everybody plays an equal part.
That's so good.
And, you know, whether they're sowing $5 or they're praying 5 hours or they're fasting 40 days.
That's right.
All of our obedience is measured in heaven through the lens of did you say yes?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You get the same reward.
Yeah.
And he loves, and then he's our exceedingly great reward.
Mm.
Enter into the joy of your master.
Mm. That's so good.
We're really a team.
I could just sit on that.
I'm like, we could just stay there for a minute. Just wow. That's so good.
We go together. Right? Mm. No logos, no egos.
That's right.
Just we goes.
That's
so good. So good.
I like that. Just we goes.
Just we goes.
Yes.
All of us together.
Yeah. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. Oh, I got goose pimples.
Yes, I know. I'm like, can we just stay here for a second? Can we just
We tell that to our partners, you know, when they sow a seed into the ministry, the Bibles that the people in prisons that have received for free
through our
ministry was because they sowed a seed, whether it was a dollar or whether it was $100.
The people, you get equal credit for it, right?
Yeah.
100%.
And they have now gotten access to Christ and to the message and to the gospel. You know, we all play a part. Yeah. We do. And whatever it looks like and however much God has called us into different places. And I think that's what is really important in what is our part, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
we're all called to different things.
Amen.
Some of us behind a camera, some of us gathering people in a stadium, but we all have a part to play.
Preach.
And when we do,
on,
when we do, so again, being in Come Together, I was able to see that. I was able to see ministers minister really well. And mm-hmm. I was able to see the people in the background do things that...
Do what they did.
Yeah. And it was like this machine so that was like...
It was like a body, you know? It was like you're a single all a different organism. Body part yeah. and you're working together as one. And it's...
Yeah.
It's so inspiring. It's so moving. And yeah. we were so honored to just even attend to be a part of it, honestly.
I was so honored you guys came out
yeah.
and that you guys helped us and yeah. served because it was our first event.
Yeah. yeah.
And I think it's wonderful that your impression was it went smooth. Because
yeah.
for us, I was like, is this going well?
Yeah.
It was our first one.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like when
yeah.
you have your first baby, you're like, is this supposed to be yeah. happening?
Did we do that right?
Yeah. And the Holy Spirit came.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, that was the part that I love.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then
yeah.
in Regina, you know, seeing somebody get out of a wheelchair.
Yes. Right? I remember that.
That was and that amazing. Was again,
yes.
somebody who was laying hands.
Yeah.
And again, no logos, no egos,
no.
just right. egos. Let's get it done.
So yeah. I love
you
that.
You know, Jesus has called us to get our part done.
Yeah. yeah.
If we all do that, we can all go home.
That's
yes.
right.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. Mm. That is so good.
yes. Wow. Amen.
Oh, so okay.
yeah. So I feel like for us too, other than the day of salvation, you know, we're looking at the other stadiums.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've been scouting them and yep. we've put together a 5-year plan because
wow.
and people are like, why would you do, you know, big
yeah.
events?
Yeah.
Well, be, you know, masses are going to hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Masses should be saved.
That's right.
Yeah. Masses should be saved.
Come on. Yeah.
You know, one-on-one, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
But masses should come to Christ
yeah.
just like
yeah.
they did when he walked the earth.
Yeah.
And if they can come by the masses to Africa, they can come by the masses in Canada.
Yeah, that's right.
And they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need to give them an opportunity.
Yes.
Amen.
Wow. Yeah. Amen. That's so good. Can you share with us a little bit about your team?
Mm.
About the people who have come alongside of you to, you know, share the same vision yeah. and to walk with you.
Yeah. 100%.
We would love to hear about the people that have come alongside to go for it, to help and to serve.
100%.
Yeah. yeah.
So the one that is closest to me other than my husband is Krista Meisner.
Okay.
And I've taken to calling her the general.
Okay.
That's
and,
awesome.
Yeah.
Krista,
you know,
the general.
Krista mm-hmm. the general. Yeah. She is an epic and powerful woman of God.
Yeah. yeah.
And her ability to manage people in details.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I remember when I first talked to her, she said, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it. And wow. we're like, okay, this is incredible. Like the yeah. Lord really honored that.
Right.
And then we've had the joy and the honor of working with Jacob Walda. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And from Timothy Generation.
That's right.
Formerly Bill
yes,
Prankard Evangelistic
that's right.
Association.
So exciting.
And then I call him Papa Bill because yep. I'm married to a Bill. So
yes.
that's Hobby Bill.
Yes.
And then we have, and then we have Papa Bill.
Yeah, Papa
Bill
right.
Prankard. Papa Bill Prankard.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has been a tremendous right. encouragement, yeah. mentor. And I would call him a lot. And he ended up sharing with me, you know, a couple of stories
mm-hmm.
that really became the lifeblood
right.
of Endurance.
Right.
And his friendship has meant the world to
mm-hmm.
me.
Yeah.
And then there's Adam Shepsky from Disciple City.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yes.
so we collaborate. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He trains everybody to be a follower of Christ.
Yeah.
Right.
Part of that means following him onto right. the harvest field.
Yeah. yeah.
Following Jesus, the evangelist.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
also Jesus, the shepherd, but we'll leave that to the pastors.
Yeah.
you know, and so yeah, he would train
right.
the churches
yeah.
and
yeah.
individuals. So
wow.
together, when we collaborate,
yeah.
we actually are combines, right. right?
Yeah.
And then with the churches, those are combines.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
who take the training, those are combines. And
wow.
whoosh,
yep.
yes.
clear
yes.
the field. Whoosh,
yes.
clear the field.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the great Canadian harvest
yeah.
is underway.
Yeah. yeah.
Wow.
See,
that's
something
amazing.
Something I love hearing you say is the collaboration between ministries.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Like it shouldn't be a competition. And for mm-hmm. some ministries it is. And the way that you're talking about it, it's like, it's you guys are one and you guys are working
yes.
together
yeah.
and collaborating. And that's how it should be.
Yeah.
It should be effortless. It should be normal. It should be relational. Papa Bill.
Yeah.
It should be, mm-hmm. it should be in that way. And I'm seeing it and I'm hearing it. And I'm like, yes, yes,
I'll
yes. This is
you.
How it should be.
Yes.
Like, and
yes.
your friends,
yeah.
like, those who are close to you, iron will really sharpen iron.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you, not always in conflict.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, they sharpen you with the goodness and the greatness of their character.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
And you're like, oh, I need to come up a level on that. Yeah. And, or they'll sharpen you with their anointing.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, gotta put that in my pocket.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know, another one of the collaborators that we've had is Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And you know, I gotta tell a quick story.
Yes, okay? Please. Yes,
all
please.
Right, you're gonna love this. Yeah. I don't know if I've even told this to President Joe Weiss.
Okay.
But he'll hear about it on
yes.
this.
Yes.
Okay. So as we were, you know, getting to know each other, I ended up talking about obedience and obeying the voice of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that if we were obedient, we could change the nation.
Yes.
And it was actually the same word that God had given him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So while we were still trying to figure out how to do this event, he said, oh, we're going to come. We're going to come with 14 people. Right?
Yep.
I just almost panicked. So all of you who are called to great things, you're going to panic. It's okay. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Die in Christ. You'll resurrect.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, that's a word.
But I kind of panicked because I was like, at that time, we had 120 tickets out. And I was like, what if they come and nobody comes but them? And I was like, but it was awesome because even in this partnership, right? They sowed financially, but they sowed faith.
Yeah.
And again, you know, we become partakers of one another's gift.
Right.
Yeah.
And we become partakers of one another's faith.
That's right.
And so he's like, oh, yeah, no, this is going to go. This is going to be great. And, you know, he comes out with 14 people.
Yeah.
And we didn't know how to do a couple of things. And we really said, listen, we need guardrails up because we love our nation and we love our cities.
That's right.
And that means that we have to give them the best, even if it's not us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Wow. You got to give people the best, even if it's not you.
Yes.
Right?
Wow.
And so they came and served and taught us.
Yeah.
And then we called them up the second time and said, look, we got a couple things here. We should probably have a couple more guardrails still while we're still learning. So they came out again. And I think we're pretty solid now on some of those things. Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah. And so, you know, a large part of our success, you know, God can call you into stuff, but He directs your steps.
That's right.
That's right.
And that sometimes means that He directs your feet to your brothers and your sisters and that the wisdom of God that you need is inside your brother, it's inside your sister.
That's right.
And you need to create doors of access for the goodness of God to come on the earth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so collaboration is also, I think, about humility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's another reason why we love each other so much.
Yeah.
Is there's a humility and an openness that we have together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good. You know, I was in Saskatchewan at Come Together. Mm-hmm. I went without you, but I was there this time. And I remember, I think I was prepping a camera or something and you were out on the field before it started and you were walking around and I'm pretty sure you were praying. You were talking to the Lord, but I remember looking over and being like, I was almost brought to tears because I also have the nation of Canada being a First Nation in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And to see I'm getting emotional just even remembering, but to see a woman so passionate who has a heart for Canada and you were out on the field praying and I was like, oh man, this is the real deal. Like I could feel it and I could sense it even just watching you on that field. And honestly, I was changed by that moment. I really was. And so I just, thank you for being obedient to the Lord and for saying yes.
Because it's not even the lights and the stadium that speak. It's the people and it's what they do even in the secret. That's what speaks. That's what you can feel. And our generation can feel that. We can tell. We've become really good, you know, at sensing when something's fake or something's real. Yeah. It takes time in the secret place to be to be real. So that's Thank awesome.
You. Yeah. It's so good. I don't even know where to go from here.
I know. When he comes, there's nothing else. He arrests us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's arresting our country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is.
He's arresting our country. And Jesus Christ is going to be a household name again.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing that I see in our nation is the rejection of apathy, the rejection of timidity, and boldness is coming.
Yeah.
And freedom is, you know, being birthed right across our nation.
Yeah.
Right. That's leading people to, I would say it's like there's an evangelistic grace that has come upon the country.
Yeah.
And when the Spirit releases that, it brings freedom, right? That out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks.
Yeah.
People are showing up in churches. They want to hear about the Lord.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're hungry for Him. They know they've been sold a false bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they want to be baptized.
Yeah.
And there's a baptism renewal right now from province to province, coast to coast.
Yeah, there is.
Now is the time.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Love. We love, especially being a part of this ministry, partnering with you and,
thank you.
Watching Canada be saved.
Honestly, this ministry has given me courage and has caused me just to look at what is possible.
Yeah.
I tell you, you dream and you're like, wow, that's a great dream.
Yeah.
I thought I was dreaming. And then you see like the fields are far more vast than you could ever ask, think, or imagine.
Yeah.
It's and His favor is upon us. So thank you for just everything. This has been a tremendous ministry.
It's so good. So
thank you for loving us well.
We love you guys. We can't wait to partner more in the future and do more things together. But Terrell, speaking to our partners and our friends, would you pray over them today?
Yes.
Would you pray whatever the Lord leads you to pray? But we would just love to pray blessing over those that are watching. And
thank you, Father. Thank you for the Holy Spirit right now that is hovering over those who are watching this, that is speaking to them even right now.
Yeah.
And I just feel like there's people you're watching and you're like, oh, she's so on fire. I wish I could be like that. Good news. You are like that. In Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you.
Yeah.
And He is a fiery one.
Yeah.
Lord, I want to pray for each one of them right now to be stirred by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. To have confidence that wherever they go, that You are with them to the end of the age. They don't go alone, Lord, but You go with them in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
And Lord, I want to pray even now for their loved ones, Lord, that are away from You. Lord, release the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That by the time that the evangelists get to them, Lord, or those who are going to testify about You, they will be entering into a conversation that heaven is already having with them in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lord, thank You in Jesus' name for every one of them who has partnered financially, who believed that Your word would bear fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold, who invested, Lord, because they've believed that God, that we are not ashamed of the gospel.
Yeah.
Because it's the power of God to save souls.
Yeah.
So Lord, bless them. Yeah. Bless them. May they hear over them Your words.
Yeah.
Speaking affirmation to them.
Yes.
That You're pleased with them. And Lord, I speak to anyone who needs encouragement in the name of Jesus. Father, release strength. Release faith. Release courage in the name of Jesus, that nothing is impossible with God. There's nothing that you're going through that Jesus is not there with you now and able to bring His power in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Bless them, Lord, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Bless them, Lord, and their families. I love You, Lord. And Lord, I bless every Canadian. I bless every Canadian. And I say to them now, it's time for the great Canadian harvest.
Come on.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Wow.
So good.
Thank you so much, Terrell, for being here,
for sharing with us.
It's been such a pleasure.
Precious.
Yeah.
Precious
seriously.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you for practicing. You know, when the word says that we have the mind of Christ, you know, it's not, Paul didn't say I, he didn't say you, he said we.
Yeah.
And it's that together, you know, we have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
And so thank you for bringing the we to that.
Amen.
Thank you.
So good.
Yeah.
We are a body.
Come on.
Yes. We belong to each other. Yes. The finger belongs to the nose.
Amen.
That's right.
The eyebrows belong to the toes. Yeah. We belong to each other.
Amen.
I feel like this should be a song.
I know. It kind of rhymes.
Yeah. Right? Love it. That's awesome.
You guys are beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Bethany from Surrey, BC. This podcast is made possible by partners like me. When you partner with KCM, you're helping send free resources like this broadcast to people around the world. Find more faith-filled resources at kcmcanada.ca.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this episode has charged your faith, and if it did, make sure to subscribe and share this podcast. We also have a free PDF resource with study notes from this episode, and we encourage you to download and go through it to stay charged, connected, and walking in victory. If you've been encouraged by this episode and want to help make a difference, consider becoming a partner. Visit the link in the description